Welcome to the Clubhouse Radio. Well, right now we're going straight to the kids' corner. No interruptions, no commercials, no nothing. We're going to hit it, and we're going to hit it good. Most kids love to cook. I know my little two-year-old's always in the kitchen wanting to learn something or getting into pots and pans. Pretty much, we're going to do it hands-on. It's messy, but there's room for creativity always in the kitchen. Achievement. You need to make sure that achievement of your kid is pretty much 100%. Pretty much let them have fun in the kitchen, experiment, and make sure you teach your kids this life skill, and you really will set them up for life. Combine it with making their meal, and you've set them up for the day or two. Now, here's 10 tips that will help you and your kids enjoying cooking together. Now, if you're a kid listening, get with your parents on this one because these are some good tips. Okay, now check this out. Make sure you take your time. I mean, never be in a hurry in a kitchen. You can get hurt, especially if you're a kid. You can get hurt in the kitchen since there's hot, sharp items in the kitchen. Just take your time. Expect everything to take longer than what it usually would. So set aside extra time for cooking and be aware that particular for younger kids or toddlers, for instance, the journey is as much fun as the destination. Now, expect a lot of mess. We always expect a mess in our kitchen when our little babies help me in the kitchen, like rolling dough or, you know, help me in the kitchen doing something. Expect a lot of mess. Cooking is a messy business, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter who you are. And when your kids are involved, look out. There's a little bit more mess. So, exercise a bit of damage control by putting a plastic tablecloth down on the floor or underneath the tray, or underneath their workstation. But ultimately, you will have a lot more fun if you just let the kids mess up your kitchen. Y'all pretty much going to clear it up together at the end. That's what the plan's going to be. Make sure you plan ahead. We love going to the store here. We make trips to the store almost every other day. The problem with me is I have a recipe book that is over 300 pages long and a computer full of recipes, plus another computer getting filled up with recipes. I'm a chef that loves to cook. My awesome wife loves to cook. She bakes more than what I do. When it comes to Christmas time or Thanksgiving or a holiday, look out, she's baking. She's baking cookies, she's baking cakes, pies, whatever you name it, she's baking. I love to get in her way to help her because as a team we always do something awesome. We love to experiment and we love to plan ahead. Select the appropriate recipe, one that they might enjoy and involves plenty of activities suitable for that age. Now for us cookies are suitable for everybody. Those toddlers will get their hands in that cookie batter, and they're going to have a heyday. Just plan ahead, do what you need to do to make everybody happy. Make sure you have all the ingredients and equipment pretty much ready for them. If necessary, do some preparation before you ask them to join you. Baking is pretty much fun, but if you need to get the evening meal ready, think about how they might be able to help you with that. For instance, if you're making like hamburgers and French fries, if you're doing old school French fries, they can help you peel those potatoes for you. As far as hamburgers, they can help you get out the mayonnaise and mustard. They can help you get out those tools that you need. Never allow a kid to touch a sharp object unless you properly train them how to grab that sharp object like a knife. Also, train your kids how to be very cautious around hot surfaces. Burns is pretty awful. I have like a second degree or third degree burn on my arm. I have a scar from that because I touched a hot surface not too long ago. Boy, did it hurt like heck. And too bad, this is a family-friendly show. I would say something else. Always plan ahead. I mean, come on. Just plan ahead. Your family wants to join you in your kitchen, so y'all get to have fun. Make it a family time. Get them ready. Put them in clothes you don't mind getting dirty. My good God, if they want to make a good mess in the kitchen, let them make a good mess in that kitchen. Flour's going to be messy, you know that for a fact. It's a white powdery substance that goes all over the place, but it's good and messy and fun. Trust me, I know that from experience. It's not my first walk in the ballpark. Put on an apron and tie it tight. Make sure you tie your apron. You don't want to get caught somewhere you shouldn't be caught at. Teach your children about food hygiene. I know we do it here all the time. I teach my two-year-old how to wash her hands. Ensure they wash their hands beforehand and between touching raw and cooked or ready-to-eat foods. Talk them through the recipe. The recipe can be difficult with younger children. They don't understand between a cup or a half a cup or a teaspoon or a tablespoon. That was my problem. I thought a teaspoon was the same as a tablespoon. But until my mom taught me the two difference, you know, one of them's a little bit more bigger than the other one. Teach them the difference between the teaspoons and cups. Okay, with older children, you can get them to read out the steps beforehand. Now, I'm talking to the little ones, too. If you learn how to read in school, you can read a recipe, okay. When you look at it, you can say, like, a half a cup of flour. You need that. If you don't know how to read the comma, then shift it, ask your parents about that. Because that is part of the recipe. So if it calls for like a half a cup of flour sifted, you need to make sure you shift that flour. That's the most important thing of the recipe. Like, for another instance or a sample, when it calls for like separation of egg whites and egg yolks, that is when you need to separate the yolks from the whites. That's the white part versus the yellow part. I'm just telling you, I'm also being sarcastic also in the middle of it. So you need to separate those two from the eggs. It's just because the meringue don't need to turn yellow if y'all are going to make a meringue, okay? Or it could be anything y'all doing that has to separate the eggs with. I don't know. So beforehand, y'all need to talk about it, read it out loud, then also talk through the process and plan who's going to do what. Always make a plan and chart, by the way. With younger kids, simply explain what you're making and show them the pictures and help them understand the sense of the purpose. Now, that's very difficult to do because with the pictures, for the step-by-step stuff, that's kind of hard to do, show beforehand, because if y'all going to do it beforehand, for instance, if you, mom or dad, is going to make show them how to make the recipe, what you could do is do it, make the recipe beforehand and take pictures of the steps and develop the pictures at the local Walmart or something, and then show the pictures while your kid is helping you make the recipe at a later time. That's what you could do. Alright, always have a can-do attitude in the kitchen, okay? There's always room for learning opportunities. As you're cooking, talk about the ingredients and the origins, cooking process, and techniques. Now, cooking can be a great way to learn about science, geography, and the math through weighing in a practical way. It's good for fine motor skills and coordination, too. Check that out. Cooking is all about chemistry and math. I'm not a good chemist, only season the taste. I'm telling you the truth. I can't bake worth a darn. My awesome wife gets me in the kitchen all the time when she bakes, and I learn from her all the time. To tell you the truth, I'm a licensed chef, but still, there's always room to learn new techniques in the kitchen. There's always, room for that. As far as the chemistry goes, or the science, or the geo, or math, it's pretty much, it says what it needs to say. During the coming weeks, I will be talking about the chemistry and the math as far as the cooking goes, so y'all won't be left behind in the kitchen. So this is a good program for you kids to listen to, okay? Trust me, y'all gonna learn a lot from it, myself, my wife. Of course, Chef Morgan's gonna teach something eventually on Kids Corner about math or as far as baking goes. She's gonna teach y'all something eventually. She's gonna put on some good lessons, so y'all prepare to learn from her too. Touching and tasting. This is where I wanted to tell each and every one of you kids: do not be afraid to taste your mama or daddy's cooking. See, my two-year-old comes to my kitchen all the time. She stands right by the oven all the time, or by the refrigerator, or by one of my cabinets, or by the table, and I get her hands messy all the time. My awesome wife convinced for me on this one. She tastes my cooking all the time. After I season the meat or something, after it cooks, she's tasting. Or if it comes to pasta, she knows when the pasta's done. As far as the cookie batter goes, I don't suggest for two-year-olds to eat raw batter, but as far as her, she's already used to it. I give her a little, finger licking the raw batter, but we're very careful on how much we give her as far as raw goes. We don't give her raw meat or fish, because that's a big no-no. It can get you really, really, really sick. Also, a raw egg can get you sick. I'm going to run by the safety stuff at a later time for you kids, because that's a very important issue as far as the raw stuff goes. So pretty much touching and tasting, there's a lot of texture in food. And no matter what you're cooking or baking, there's a lot of texture in food. Everything is going to have a different texture. No matter what you do to it, it's going to have texture. Okay, this will make the experience more enjoyable for everybody. Encourage more adventurous eating. Plus, it is a good opportunity to teach everyone in your kitchen, including your kids, which foods are safe to eat raw. Ask them to use a clean spoon to taste, not fingers and stirring spoons, at least not until the end. With that said, if you're going to taste sauce more than once, do not use the same spoon, just for safety reasons. You can make somebody else sick, okay? Remember, everybody has a different, set of body, a different set of bacteria inside their system, so don't use the same spoon when you're tasting. That's very important. Raw foods, I'm going to go over soon enough. You just never know when. So that's all I'm going to say on the Kids Corner. Join me next week for some... Oh, wait, I'm not even done. Hold up here. Back the truck up. Age and ability. Make the kids' recipes have age and guidelines, but look for at your own child and recognize what they are capable of doing. There's always activities for every child, no matter what the age is, or just messing around in a sink, washing vegetables or plastic containers while as adults or older kids chop and cook. What's my recommendation of kids chopping? I say probably 12 or older, or if you feel safe with that child cutting after training them, then let them go at it, but make sure you keep a very close eye on them. Don't let them, you know, cut, you know, foods like a professional chef. Never let them do that. With the end result is you taking that child to the ER, and the ER doctor would be like, how'd this happen? Then CPS would be called. So y'all do what it takes. Use common sense there. Everybody can do something in the kitchen, no matter how old they are. As far as, you know, glass plates or your drink glasses or your silverware, younger, be careful of the younger kids. Don't let them touch that just yet or wash them, okay? They can just train them how to do that. Then, pretty much, there you go. What's the age limit for children to cook? I say 12 or above. That's my opinion. I learned how to start chopping and cooking when I was like 8 years old. Maybe 7 years old. I've been in the kitchen for a very long time. So, give and take 7 or 8, that's when I start cooking and chopping with my mom beside me. So, there you go. Number 10, make it fun. Children will learn how to love cooking if you just relax and have fun with them in the kitchen. If you feel nervous, your kids are going to feel nervous with you. Start with basic recipes. Man, you don't be a chef in the kitchen with your kids. Just have fun. Use basic recipes. They're still in good learning experience, only in step when it's absolutely necessary. But otherwise, let them enjoy and create in your kitchen. They're going to have fun no matter what you do. Now, I'm going to turn it loose until next week. I will see you next week on Kids Corner on a Clubhouse Radio. Now back to your music.